USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Discussions about the Russia-Ukraine conflict are taking place among world leaders. On a nearly two-hour call with China's president, President Biden warned about implications and consequences of Chinese assistance to Russia. As far as if China is supporting and helping Russia, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin tells CNN,
I would hope that China would not support this despicable act by Putin, and so hard to say what they will do.
The White House is anticipating tough questions from Republicans during a Senate confirmation hearing for President Biden's Supreme Court nominee. Ketanji Brown Jackson spending her week meeting with Republicans and Democrats in the Senate. The confirmation hearing begins Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
I would highly recommend this company because they are quick and very easy to work with. Did a really good job and saved me a lot of money in the process.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
They were amazing. They are unbelievable. And I think they're just not going to do what they did for me. I think they will do it for anybody. They will just go beyond just to help you.
If we can help you, give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779.
I would say Fellowship is the way to go.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A new bill is set to help the number for the new National Suicide Prevention Hotline. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
In advance of the rollout of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline's new three-digit number, legislators have announced a new bill to help fund the implementation. The bill includes federal funding and guidance for states and localities preparing for the July launch, including mental health block grants and $100 million to partner with cities on mobile crisis response teams to help stabilize those people in need. It'll also provide a $10 million awareness campaign about the new 988 number modeled after 911.
The median home price for an existing home jumped 15% from a year ago to $357,000. The figure comes as the National Association of Realtors reveals sales dropped by more than 7% in February, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
South Dakota's governor is once again accusing the Biden administration of playing politics.
The National Park Service denies South Dakota a fireworks show again this year at Mount Rushmore to celebrate the 4th of July. Republican Governor Kristi Noem on Fox News says the Biden administration continues to hate on America with politics.
Last week, we reminded the National Park Service that they hadn't made a determination on our permit, and just days later, they rejected it. We're still tied up in court fighting over last year's permit. The fact that they denied us the opportunity to celebrate the 4th of July at Mount Rushmore on no grounds. They did it for political reasons, because they don't want to allow us to have a celebration in South Dakota around that monument.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A former Arkansas deputy has been found guilty of negligent homicide. He shot and killed 17-year-old Hunter Britton in the parking lot of an auto body shop last year, claiming he thought the teen had a gun. The jury sentenced the former county deputy to 1 year in jail and issued him a $1,000 fine. Cigarette use in the country is down to its lowest number since 1965. That's according to the CDC, which says 12.5% of American adults lit one up in 2020. As for the overall look at tobacco products during the pandemic-ravaged year, 19% of adults used them. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.